25 years after Eritrea gained independence, crimes of enslavement, imprisonment, torture and worse continue throughout the country. Those are the findings of a new report on Eritrea requested by the UN Human Rights Council. Mike Smith chaired the Commission of Inquiry investigation. He said that a dossier containing the names of individuals believed to be responsible for the crimes against humanity will be provided to the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights for use by prosecutors.
The use of arbitrary detention is and has been rampant across Eritrea. It is not only reserved for critics of the government. The vast majority of those detained said they had not been brought before a judge, tried, or involved in any form of judicial proceeding whatsoever. And most former detainees described widespread torture.
One of the issues highlighted by the probe related to Eritrea's policy of national service, which investigators described as unending and the main reason why people left the country. Human rights investigator Mike Smith said that almost everyone pressed into national or military service endured hard physical labour, while some had to wait years before they got permission to go home. He said that between 300,000 and 400,000 people have been enslaved in this way. Facing questions about the report's accuracy, given the lack of apparent restrictions observed by foreign journalists in the Eritrean capital Asmara, Mr. Smith replied that the abuses happened elsewhere.
So long as there is no constitution, so long as there is no free press, where there are no serious NGOs, except government ones, where there is no political opposition, where there is no parliament even, where you can debate national questions. In these circumstances, look, you can deny as much as you like, but how believable are those denials in a situation such as that? Look, was it Lord Acton who said, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely? I think this is a classic example.
In response to the report, an Eritrean government spokesperson described its findings as patently false, while confirming that the human rights investigators had not been given access to the country. Speaking to journalists in Geneva, Yemani Gabrib questioned the methodology and objectivity of the report's authors, saying they'd overstepped their mandate. On the issue of national service, Mr. Gabrib denied that it was indefinite or akin to slavery, and he added that almost 90% of those in national service worked as mainly teachers and health personnel, while emigration was declining as the country's economic fortunes improved. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.